You're listening to the AHDB podcast, farming news and stories from across the UK.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's podcast. My name's Steve West, and I work at AHDB Dairy. Today, I'm joined by Neil Wilson from SAB Advisory, and we're going to talk today about maximising cash flow during periods of low milk price. So, Neil, welcome. I wonder, could you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Oh, hi, Steve, and hi, everyone listening. Yes, Neil Wilson, Director of SAB Advisory. Up until the middle of last year, I was Head of Agriculture at HSBC. Before that, I've been involved in banking for about just over 20 years, but come from a farming family here in Scotland.
Excellent. So you've got that banking background. So it'll be a useful perspective today, I think, for a lot of our farmers who perhaps might want to know a little bit more about the bank's perspectives and what they might want to know during this difficult time. So, I mean, we've heard from AHDB Market Intelligence about the current crisis around lockdowns from the COVID-19 pandemic and the fact that dairy demand from food service has fallen to an all-time low. How do you see this is going to affect the industry?
It's going to have, could have fundamental and sort of long-term effects, Steve, but if we look just initially, we've got a few different groups of farmers here. So we've got a group of farmers who will be on, you know, your supermarket type contracts, or certainly with processors who have managed to maintain their pricing for now, through to some of those farmers that we've already seen and heard from on the news and through our own sector and business channels, who have had to pour milk away, have had milk checks delayed. And, you know, even though they were already on probably one of the lower end sets of pricing brackets in the industry, have seen more of a cut, changes to A and B pricing, you know, all of those kind of things going on there. So what we see is a sort of range of milk pricing that stretches out even more than we will have seen, you know, in the recent past. Challenges definitely for those farmers at the lower end of that price, especially when you factor in the fact that there's been a milk check gone missing. And okay, I know we read that cash is coming in the next sort of couple of weeks, and then a top up again in mid-May. But when you are a business and you plan your cash flow around about receiving a milk check, you know, on the 15th or the 20th of the month, suddenly when that money doesn't appear, from a cash flow perspective, it's very, very difficult to work your way through that, particularly with the challenges of running a farm around about it. You know, we don't have finance directors in farm businesses, generally speaking. So if you're having to get up and milk the cows and then work out how you're going to pay people, that's a real big challenge going for these businesses, Steve.
I see. So some of those farmers perhaps who are at the other end of the spectrum, who haven't seen any impact yet on price. So I guess from your perspective, there's a good opportunity now to take stock and perhaps think a little bit about how they might future plan.
For those farmers who have yet to see an impact on the price, and you know, some of those farmers on with processors where they haven't seen price reductions yet, you know, me already have been asked to think about volume reduction measures. But for all these farm businesses and dairy farming, starting to think now about what the market messages are, what the signals are coming out from the market. And it certainly looks to me that those signals are sort of saying, look, demand is down because of the food service issues. And actually, when you look at where spot milk price and things are, there is certainly some downward pressure on prices for all the processors, really. Where that ends up for each individual business, Steve, who knows? We can never tell. But, you know, actually, just starting to think a little bit forward, right? Okay, well, we might start to see some reductions coming through to us in the next sort of couple of months. How's that going to impact? How sensitive am I to those changes? And, you know, starting to build that into some sort of business planning would certainly be a prudent thing to do.
So they've perhaps got the advantage they can be a little bit more forward looking at this stage. But then looking at those farmers that are impacted now, the farmers that perhaps are right at the face of this. You've mentioned cash and cash flow. We know cash flow is going to be affected, but I know that in previous conversations, we've spoken about liquidity and maximizing cash. How perhaps would those businesses look at doing that?
So liquidity is quite a difficult thing. And in effect, the way I would look at it is, what is liquidity? Effectively, it's assets that you hold that you can turn to cash pretty quickly to bring into the business, but won't necessarily affect the day-to-day or core running. So one of the examples that I had from the sort of 2016 downturn, but I think is applicable again today, if the core of your business is dairying and milking cows, but actually on the side you've got a little beef enterprise, or you know, you maybe rear some of your beef calves up to store, well, actually, there's a bit of liquidity in there. There's some value in those animals. And actually, if you're looking for cash, one of the things you could look at is actually saying, well, I know it takes me outside the normal selling pattern I would have, but maybe at the moment I should just dispose of all of those animals there, realise the cash from them. So you actually bring an influx of cash to the business to support cash flow now. But also what you've done is you've cut a little bit of cost out of your business too at the same point in time. So by realising that, you're bringing a bit of liquid cash into the business that can help you sort of keep the running and the maintenance going just now, in terms of making sure you can pay for your feed or pay some of the bills that are coming through. Some businesses might not have that. You might not have the ability to do that. But if you do, if you've got some stock or excess stock or whatever lying there, Steve, then absolutely look at the value of that and think about how quickly you could convert that to cash, bring that in.
So just to expand on some of those businesses that perhaps aren't able to do that, what options might they have to maximise their cash flow at this stage?
One of the things I would urge them to think about is look at how they pay their creditors. So I suspect there'll be some businesses out there that won't necessarily thank me for this, but certainly from a farming point of view, if you have got all your creditors paid absolutely up to date, maybe one of the things to look at is using the terms that are available from those creditors. So if they give you, you know, 21 days or 30 days to pay, then maybe think about taking advantage of that time to pay. You're making sure you take that month's worth of credit that might be available there. Okay, I understand you build it up and you need to think about that over the longer term, but that might just make sure that you've still got some cash available now to meet maybe some more pressing bills. If those creditors are already being used up, then I would say don't be worried about get on the phone and see if you can negotiate an extension to the terms or some sort of more formal repayment model that will help ease cash flow over the longer term. If you think as well about if you've got maybe some higher purchases that go out the business for tractors or feed wagons or forklifts or whatever the heck it might be, get on the phone to those providers as well and ask if you could maybe have a capital holiday for, say, 6 months. From what I understand, this is across the whole of the business industry, not just farming, but generally speaking, because of the coronavirus crisis, that those providers are certainly open-minded to discussing capital holidays where businesses have been affected by the virus. And as we talked about, for some of those farm businesses selling into predominantly food service processors, that's, you know, absolutely front and centre. So by doing things like that, you might just be able to ease up on the cash that's flowing out the business. You're delaying things, Steve. You're not cancelling stuff. You're kicking the can down the road. But right now, where cash is tight, that's an option.
Totally understand. And then I guess just being ready for a slight increase in some of those costs. You know, when you take a payment holiday, you're looking at a slight rise in the monthly price from then on.
If you need to catch up later, you know, so if you take a 6 month holiday, but the overall term of the hire purchase agreement doesn't change, then you need to play catch up. But you might be able to renegotiate and actually add 6 months on to the end if that provider was able to do that. Some of the things we didn't talk about as well from a cash perspective were the ability to delay VAT payments for a period of time, things like that. So if your VAT quarter was coming up or your monthly VAT, then the VAT man is not expecting to receive a VAT payment from you just within the normal times. You will need to catch up this year at some point in time, but again, for that very immediate where there's no milk check coming and cash might be very short, then you've got the ability to defer your VAT for a period of time as well. most farms will receive VAP, you know, if you were a VAP here.
So how would you advise that farmers approach their banks?
So I think, first of all, the key with talking to the bank is actually going prepared. Before you pick up the phone, know what you're going to talk about. So for some businesses, that might be an early phone call where bank manager, you know, I've not received my milk check. It's putting a lot of pressure on cash flow. I'm working through a plan about how to deal with that. I've spoken to my HP company. I've spoken to my creditors. I've spoken to my milk buyer. This is how things are going to pan out. While I'm putting together my plan, because one of the things you will have to provide the bank if you're looking for additional assistance is a business plan or a cash flow. But sometimes that early call into the bank, first of all, just to alert them to the problem. And secondly, just to say, look, while I'm putting my plan together, is there anything in there specifically that you would like to see from me? In that regard, you've given the bank the heads up that something's gone awry. You've given them a bit of an indication of some of the steps you've already taken. You've told them that you're going to do a plan. You're going to provide a plan. But what you're also asking them is for a bit of input to the plan. Okay, so is there anything specific you would like to see me put in there? There's just a little bit of preparation to that, rather necessarily than just picking up the phone and saying, your milk check's not arrived, my milk price is down, what am I going to do? There's just some little tips in there. And from my experience in the bank and sort of 20 years of dealing with businesses of all types that have had ups and downs, a proactive approach from the customer of the bank was always really appreciated by me. Actually, look, Neil, I'm doing quite a bit here already to try and alleviate my problems rather than going, right, I need an overdraft extension because I've got HP to pay and this, that and the next thing. Actually, just saying, right, we're... Everybody's got to play their part in this, from the creditor to the HP company to the bank. Everybody's going to take a little bit of pain as we go through this.
I think there will be a lot of farmers out there who are perhaps asking themselves the question, is this the time for me to perhaps leave the industry or think about other things? How does the answer to that question affect what they might do now in terms of decisions they're making for the business?
If somebody's decided that this is the end of the line for them in dairy farming, or they might even just want to take a pause, Steve, you know, they might just want to say, right, well, I'm not going to milk cows at this particular price. I'm going to take a bit of time out and then see if we can maybe come back in at some point in time. I think the first challenges are going to be how you actually plan that exit, whatever that exit may look like, given the challenges we've got with lockdown and social distancing and all of those kind of things. Actually, exiting immediately is going to be a real challenge. And I think if you are talking to the bank about getting out and maybe doing something different, it's actually pretty important to think about what that timeline might look like. And I know that, you know, immediately somebody's going to be shouting at this podcast going, well, how do we know, you know, lockdown's still ongoing and when things going to get back to some sort of normality? Well, we don't know that. But actually, the reality is anything going to happen in the next 2 to 3 weeks? No. But thinking a bit longer term than that. Okay, so I don't want to go through another winter. So I might look at exiting and as we get towards the back end. Well, how do you get there? How much cash are you going to need to get there? And then how are you going to decide to move on? You know, you're going to sell your cows as a whole. What are you going to do? You know, just a plan around about that, that will show to the bank, if that's who you're talking to, how they can support you to get through the next few months, and then how you will be able to repay some of the borrowing or all of the borrowing or as much of the borrowing that means that you can have a viable business in the future, whatever that business might be doing.
And I guess it, just to iterate, really, that we do have a lot of tools on our website, and there'll be more going up over the next month or so, just to help farmers with some of that decision-making process. With that in mind, some farmers may decide to take knee-jerk reactions and take steps to immediately save them costs now. And presumably, if they make the wrong decision, that could come back and bite them later.
Yes, and I would say that the experience from the downturn in 2016 were that some businesses had to make some really quite radical changes very, very quickly. What I would say is, unless you're absolutely sure yourself as a business owner that that's the right thing to do, then you should probably be just taking some advice from somebody. It might be somebody like myself who's maybe got more of a financial angle, business management angle to it, or more likely it's going to be the vet or, you know, somebody with a bit more technical input who can sort of suggest, look, if I make a really radical change to how I feed these animals, well, actually it cuts my costs now, but what happens to fertility or what happens to the general well-being of these particular breed of cows, you know, depending on what systems and things you're in. So, and the impact of some of those drastic changes, can you think, okay, well, I see an immediate impact, I've cut my costs now, great, but actually in a year's time your calving percentages are really low, you know, stuff hasn't got back in calve, you've got a whole host of problems that are now lasting for 2, 3, or 4 years, rather necessarily than trying to get through however long this problem might be, which you'd hope was going to be months rather than years.
And actually, just to add to that, I know we had a discussion with nutritionist Heffern Richards and a vet, Owen Atkinson, in a webinar, which is published on our webinar feed on YouTube. So if you want access to that, then please do get in touch. But it's certainly on the coronavirus page. Just to sort of move a bit further forward, what sort of support is there for farmers who are experiencing this? So in terms of any sort of government or loan type or organisations who might be able to help?
Earlier we touched on some of the VAT deferral stuff. Now, very few farms will take advantage of that just because they tend to have VAT reclaims. But there are, if you pay tax on account, there might be the opportunity to defer some of that. There are self-employed support schemes out there. Depending on what time of the season you're at, you might be able to furlough some workers. On those, what I would say is that that comes down to quite an individual business level. I think probably the chartered accountants you use for the farm businesses would probably be a really good starting point. Or if you use a farm consultant a lot of the time, those would be really good starting points to go to for your very specific own business to talk through what some of those might look like for you. So there are some of those support schemes out there. One of the biggest ones that the government has been pushing is this CBILS, they call it. So this is the Coronavirus Business Interruption Loan Scheme, CBILS for short. Now, that effectively is a loan scheme where you should be able to use it to plug any cash flow gap that has appeared because of coronavirus. Now, the first bit all sounds very good. Say you have 100,000 cash gap. You get a 100,000 loan, assuming that you meet all the criteria from the bank. But generally speaking, what that has been put forward as is, if you already run a viable business, then you should be able to be supported through this CBIL scheme. You will then have your first year of that loan. The interest and any fee will be covered by the government, which is called the business interruption payment. The big challenge for agriculture after that is going to be repaying that loan off over the next 5 years. That's the challenge. You borrow £100,000, you've got to find effectively £20,000 plus the interest every year after that to pay that loan off in a short period of time. If you're already, as we've talked about before, trying to play a bit of catch up with HP, trying to play a bit of catch up maybe with some creditors, and then still trying to pay off any bank borrowing you've got already, that's going to pour on a bit of pressure onto cash flow already. However, that is the scheme that is there, and that is a scheme that is set up and available to businesses. And, you know, I would suggest that certainly having a look at that from a business point of view, if cash flow is really, really stretched and you have explored a number of other areas, then it's there to be used. I think one of the questions we got on the webinar, Steve, was also around about developing plans and developing business plans to support applications for CBILS, because the bottom line is the banks will want to see what the future holds for any particular business. If you can do the business plan yourself, that's great. Absolutely fire on with that. The feedback I've had from the banks is they want sort of concise and to the point business plan. So you don't need to sit and do a 50 pager to put into the bank. You know, something really straight to the point with a bit of detail in it would be well received. But also, again, there's EHDB resources there that can be used to help build them, or get in touch with your farm business consultant or somebody local that can help you start to develop that out and give you a bit of a structure for that. And some of the stuff we touched on before as well was for those businesses where cash is really tightened up so much that they might struggle to pay for that, there might be some additional support coming from charities to help with that.
And those charities, of course, are FCN, Farming Community Network, and of course we've got RABI, and of course for Scottish friends who are listening, we've got RSABI. So please do get in touch with those organisations if you need any support, either from a business perspective or from a mental health perspective too. So it's important we acknowledge that. Lastly, Neil, if it's okay, I just want to ask, what are your top three things that farmers ought to consider doing now who are experiencing trouble?
For the farmers that are already experiencing trouble, so they're right up against it, the milk check's late, they've already seen quite dramatic price cuts, get a real focus on your costs. Well, I know that's fairly obvious, but really interrogating them, certainly cutting out as much of the non-essential expenditure as you can really quickly. So a proper focus on that, just sit down, no stone unturned, make sure you get through that piece as quickly as you can. The next thing I would say is starting to plan, you know, a bit of plan around about cash flow. How am I going to get through this? Can I get through this? And actually sitting down and working out a budget or a cash flow for the next 6 to 12 months. It might not look pretty, but at the very least, it's going to give you as a business owner a very, very clear view as to what territory this might lead you into, so that you can make some informed decisions for the future of your business. And whether that's continuing, taking a break, deciding that, no, I'm really not up for that kind of thing, it will help just clear your mind if you can see where you're going. And the third thing I would say is just talk to people. Talk to HDB, talk to me, talk to consultants out there, talk to your vet, talk to your who you buy your feed from, talk to other farmers. Just try and gather as much information and thoughts and input as you can to help you come up with a decision. Just don't bury your head in the sand. Get talking to people and get some shared views to help you make the right decisions for your long-term future.
Thank you, Neil. I think that's really good advice, not to bury your head in the sand. It sounds like we've got some difficult times ahead. So thank you so much, Neil, for your perspective on all of this. If you want to learn more about how your financial figures compare to national benchmarks, please do get in touch with us at AHDB. We've got tools and resources available to help you. We've also got available the annual Dairy Performance Report, which has recently been published, which can be found on our website, which is the dairy section of www.ahdb.org.uk. On there, you will see a specific COVID page, which will help you with perhaps some of the webinars that we've spoken about. We've got our next webinar scheduled this Thursday, which is looking a little bit more at some of that cost control. So if you're listening to this in the future, that will also be on that page and you'll see that on our YouTube feed. So it just remains for me to say you've been listening to this week's Dairy Podcast brought to you by AHDB. Until next time, thank you for your attention.
The AHDB Podcast. Subscribe now so you don't miss future episodes.